Over the past 18 months, the federal government has shut down three Muslim charities that it says were financially supporting terrorist groups. The Treasury Department has seized about $8 million. Although some of the charity's officers have been arrested, the government says for the most part, individual donors are blameless. Nevertheless, the government's actions have shaken American Muslims, many of whom are fearful of being arrested for doing nothing more than trying to help needy people overseas. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
For Muslims, charitable giving is more than just an act of goodwill. It's a religious duty. Charitable giving, or zakat, is one of the five pillars of Islam. All Muslims are expected to give 2.5% of their income to charity each year. Aslam Abdullah says Muslims are continuing to give, but they're doing it in different ways now. Abdullah, editor of The Minaret, a national Islamic magazine, says instead of using checks or credit cards, many Muslims are making their donations in cash.
Because there is a fear. I would say that they want to be cautious. As a law-abiding citizen, they don't want to get involved in this kind of legal lengthy process where their status in this country would be determined on the basis of some secret proceedings.
A survey recently conducted by Abdullah's magazine found that donations to mosques and charities across the country are down by 20% to 30%, by at least $4 million. Rather than contributing through established charities or mosques, many are giving instead through acquaintances or informal networks. Since December of 2001, the Treasury Department has frozen the assets of 17 Islamic charities, including three based in the U.S. Federal officials brought criminal charges against one person, the head of Benevolence International. The government also arrested the head of Global Relief for visa violations. And then, earlier this year, the government arrested four men who ran another Muslim charity, Help the Needy, on charges that they illegally sent money to Iraq. Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Treasury, Juan Zarate, has been meeting with Islamic groups to discuss their concerns and explain the government policy. Zarate says the government will continue to follow the money trail wherever it leads.
But I have to tell you that this administration, and certainly the Treasury Department, is not out looking for individual donors who may be suspect merely because they were perhaps a donator of money through one of these designated parties.
After the government shut down the three largest Islamic charities, many Muslims were left wondering how they could safely and legally send donations to the needy abroad. Kinder USA was founded in part to help fill that vacuum. In its first year, the charity, based in Dallas, distributed about $600,000 to needy Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza. Executive Director Dalal Mohammed concedes it's a tough time to start up a new Muslim charity.
Well, in fact, we knew we would be under tremendous scrutiny, and it has made us twice as transparent as any other organization, I suspect.
Like all the Muslim charities, Kinder USA is paying special attention to a set of guidelines released by the Treasury Department last fall for groups that provide international aid. Although they're voluntary, the guidelines require charities and foundations to gather much more information than ever before about the groups and individuals who receive grants. Many Muslim and non-Muslim foundations have expressed concern that the new guidelines aren't workable. But Mohammed says she believes they're meant to encourage professional standards, so she welcomes them.
Some are burdensome, some are cumbersome, some are a natural given. I mean, you do it anyway. I think it was thrown together rather quickly, and I think they will be refined over time.
Last month, officials from Muslim charities gathered in Chicago to discuss the guidelines with officials from the White House and the Treasury, including Juan Zarate. Zarate says the guidelines strike a balance between a commendable desire to provide international aid and a need to be sure that money sent overseas is not used to support terrorism.
It's a bit of a tension, but I think there's a commitment on the part of the charitable community because of a matter of self-interest on the business side to ensure that their activities are being undertaken very scrupulously.
Muslim groups have another concern, the status of the millions of dollars in donations currently frozen by the government. Charities and mosques want the money released so it can be used for the reasons for which it was intended, to help needy people in the Middle East and elsewhere. They've even met with President Bush to discuss the issue. Treasury officials say there are no plans to release the money. Greg Allen, NPR News.